My name is Jonette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening? Well, hi. Today, I am privileged to have Adam and Kate Monica with me.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's good to see you or hear you.
Yeah. Well, it's really fun to get to interview musicians like you, too. And I think it's kind of fun how I met you years ago. I think it was 2008, 2009. I was living in Philadelphia. And one of the things I love about Philadelphia, it's a city full of different neighborhoods, isn't it? They're all different. So I was living in between Manayook and Roxborough, and I walked down to Roxborough for a coffee shop, and there was Adam Monaco. And at the time, you were singing this gig, and you were you said you were a manny. You were taking care of children for your paying gig, and then you did this for fun. And I was so impressed and kept in touch.
At Mugshots? Was that the coffee shop? Which coffee shop was it? I think it was Mugshots. It doesn't sound right. It wasn't the Manny Young Diner?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It was in Roxborough.
The Crossroads Cafe.
That's it. Crossroads Cafe. Look at that.
That's right.
You can't remember all your. I don't think it's still there. I haven't been.
No. I think the Folk Song Society ended up taking it over, but I don't know if they're there any longer. But yeah, there was a lot of different things. It used to be an old shoe store, a long time ago.
It had a loft. I thought it was a fun place.
Yeah, that loft was great. Great.
Yes, you were there, and Trevor that did instrumentals.
Trevor Gordon Hall, yeah. I just had lunch with him the other day.
Great friends. Well, and I'm privileged to know you, Kate. Not only are you recently married and in love, but she has quite the voice, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel so blessed, like, just in this project to just have her, like, add these angelic, beautiful harmonies to all the songs and add the dimension and the depth that they need, you know, in a song.
So. And you're just always on pitch, Kate. You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy singing?
So much. It's like such a passion for me. I feel like I became interested in singing when I was really little, and my parents, they were like, yeah, we have to like hone this skill. So they had me take voice lessons, and they got me to learn everything I could. And I always pursued it. I never wanted to stop. I joined the church choir when I was like tiny. I just wanted to do it all. And I never stopped. I did barbershop then in high school. And that's how I learned a lot of my skills past private lessons in barbershop, just learning to sing in groups and blending with other people.
Right, the harmonizing. Right. Well, and how did you two meet?
We met at in Shade Gap at a music festival.
Oh.
It was literally the dorky walk past each other, smile, both turn around, look at each other, and then eventually by the end of the night, we were like, "Oh, we're gonna get married."
You remember that song, mate? You're way younger than me. Hey, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Oh yeah, hello. yeah. Yeah, we do. I do remember that one. That's a good one. That's probably what I should have said, actually.
I said something better.
What's your favorite color?
Your first question, like Buddy the Elf. They're so funny. But he was playing that night. He was the rock star, and I was the fangirl.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, you play what, a guitar and a mandolin, a ukulele? Am I just calling out instruments, or do you?
Yeah, just yell them out. I play a guitar and mandolin are like my main things, but I do play a little bass and drums and piano and different instruments, and I dabble in like those things. I can hang, but I'm not like great at them or anything, you know.
Well, a while back you did a house concert at my house, which I thought was
fun. That was awesome.
It was awesome. I hope we can do that again. Well, and I asked you what your genre was, and I remember you said, "Do I have to have a genre? Can't I just be a singer and songwriter?"
Oh God, I sound like such a rebel. I have no genre. No, I think it's hard sometimes to like, because I feel like I write on the folkier side, but sometimes not, you know. And so I think it's like hard. So yeah, but I would say I'm not a folkier, like singer-songwriter vibe, I think.
Yeah, sure. Well, I loved your new one called Nevermind, and it talks about covered bridges, holy space, graces, lineage from a different place, a cup of tea instead of wine. It's got great lyrics.
Thanks.
And the video is absolutely beautiful.
That was done like George Majerus and Chris Majerus. They are film video guys, and they came in and did all that for free. Like, they just made that video, and it really captured what I kind of love about music, which is like everyone coming together, and it really shows that in the video. And I just like, I want to keep making videos like that, but they'll just get bored. Like, oh, great, another video of everyone together. Let's do another video of everyone together. But
I love the Beyond the Physical video too. That was quite fun.
Yeah, that was with the older group Under the Oak, but Under the Oak is no longer, but the video lives on.
They've all gone solo or something, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was more schedules were tough, you know. Like, it was hard to kind of sometimes build momentum, you know, because it was just like not everyone was able to operate at the same pace, you know. So and I kind of wanted to just, I was like, you know, I'm just gonna go back to my solo career and just start pushing for that, because, you know, I'm able to, you know.
Well, I love the words in that one. I'm big learn to lyrics. You, God, love. Pretty good. Beyond the Physical.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
And aww. I listened to and watched Reckless Glory, another song.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite song. Like, really? I don't know if it'll be other people's, but it's my favorite song. It's
so good. I love it.
I was like at church, and I thought that the priest said, I thought he said Reckless Glory, and I was like, oh, whoa, this is cool. Reckless Glory. But then like at the end, I went up and asked him, I'm like, so what is Reckless Glory? And he was like, I don't know. I didn't say that. and I was like, oh, I guess God brought me a song.
That's right. I always think it's great when I preach something and someone hears something different.
It's great.
Moving. Yes.
That song came together, and I was kind of going for like a Leonard Cohen, Mazzy Star feel on that one, you know.
Well, I love the "Is Your Heaven in There?" Isn't that one of your lines in the Reckless
Glory? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Leonard Cohen, I watched his documentary, Hallelujah, about his song Hallelujah, and I just became enamored. And then you do a Leonard Cohen tribute that I loved.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. We try to do it maybe every other year or so, but I try to like pay tribute to Leonard Cohen because he's one of my favorite songwriters.
Yes, and he died recently, wasn't it? Not long ago.
Yeah, not long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe something along those lines. Yeah.
Well, some of his poetry is so good. I love that. I think it's the anthem when he says, "Forget your perfect offering. There are cracks in everything. That's where the light comes in." I love that line. And just when he says in the hallelujah, it's not a victory march, but it's a broken hallelujah. Putting the broken and hallelujah together is kind of like your reckless glory together.
Yeah.
That's good writing.
I didn't actually think about that. That's really cool.
Wow, what a great perspective.
Yeah. That's really cool. Thank you.
I'm just enamored with him. We had an annual conference in Philadelphia, and there's 800 people, clergy and lay. And I was thinking, we need Adam and Kate to do a Leonard Cohen song. Maybe we could all get everybody to sing hallelujah. And
yeah.
Get your perfect offering. That's a great.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Song. So we always end in hallelujah too. Yeah. At the tribute. Yeah.
So what is your inspiration when you sit to write? Does it just come to you?
Sometimes. Yes. I would say the songs I end up keeping are ones that I get like a little feeling and I'm like, I think I'm going to write a song. And then I start one. And those are the ones I usually end up keeping. Sometimes when I'm like really just trying to write something, it doesn't always seem to work for some reason, but
well, that's great. You never have.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is I'm not super prolific. I don't just write tons and tons of songs, and I want to exercise that part of writing more and tapping into whatever that is. And I'm starting to, I think, but that's just some people just will pump out 100 songs in a year or something, and I'm like, I got a few that I got, but I cherish them, and love them, but it's, yeah. So.
And did you enjoy singing other people's too? Like, I remember you did a Bob Dylan one that I liked, and you have a lot of
sure.
Yeah,
I enjoy other people's music and singing. It helps you write too, and thinking about getting inside someone else's structure and mindset, and it can really open cool inspirational ideas,
Yeah, I think that's true.
Go ahead, Kate. What were you saying?
I was just agreeing. I think that's true. I didn't think of that in that way. Like when you really get, when you play someone else's song, you can really get inside of the structure and the rhyming scheme, and then you can learn things from it.
Well, it's so fun to watch you with other musicians, because it looks like y'all are having so much fun. Like on the stage with the Leonard Cohen, it was like, okay, we'll use this mic. Very informal, for very chaotic and artistic.
Yeah.
And you tell us how you knew each person, which I just think you're so personable. Not all musicians are that.
I like people. People are cool.
Adam's such a great network. Like he is so good with community, and he's so good with connecting people, and it's I'm just always so impressed by that. It's a very great skill of his. Mm-hmm. On top of his songwriting, it's so impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be married to a fan, isn't it?
I'm her fan. I know. I'm like, Kate is, I've been trying all the time. I'm like, play a show. I'll book you a show. Let's do a show. And she never really wants to. But now she's writing a lot more. And I think
I'm getting there.
I want to.
Oh, great.
Wait till her stuff comes out. She's just brilliant.
Yes. Your voice is clear. I mean, it's like Karen Carpenter clear. It's just
it's amazing. I love everything she brings. When I'm singing one of my songs and then she just jumps in and she like adds that dimension and layer, like it's like, I don't know, it kind of puts me in that, because I what I loved about Leonard Cohen was having those background singers and in all of his songs, and it adds something that like no instrument could offer, and we actually have another in the video. There's our friend Julia Finnegan who sings, and they harmonize in the song Nevermind, you'll hear like the way they just interweave notes, and like I'm like, this is everything I wanted, like this is it. And it's I'm so blessed that I have that. It elevates the songs and the music and to a whole new level, I think. So
like house concerts, or do you prefer a bigger arena? Or you just want to sing?
Yeah. I love house concerts because I found a type of show that I connect with. I think it will lead, like, I want to be, I feel like my venues that I'm starting to target more are just theaters, like, and just more intimate. You know, I like to tell stories and talk, and yeah, I like to grab everybody and be like, hey, here's what's going on, you know? And I feel like I can do that more in when the environment is set up for it, you know? And that's why I love house concerts. But, you know, when you play bigger theaters and do different things, that you could still have that, you know, attention and vibe and environment in the music. So I think like that's why I gravitate to house concerts. I mean, I'll always want to do them, but they're kind of like a strategy to actually just get to know people. And then eventually, as you know, I play a house concert and no one's heard of me. You know, typically the host will say, hey, come hear my friend, you know, or I want to show you their music. I like their music. And you hope you get one or two people who are like, yeah, you know, out of the 20 or 30 that are like, that was awesome. I want to, you know, and that's just like the hope, you know, but it's an opportunity to really connect, and I can be myself because I really do love people and connecting, and I'm just in my element when I can do a show and combine all that, you know.
Yeah. So. Also, the level of intimacy at a house concert versus a theater or something where you're on the stage, you're separated from the crowd and you're above them. There's a level of this person is unattainable. I can't go and talk to them afterwards. Like, I can't go just hang with them as a person or a friend. When you're at a house concert, you're just in their living room, on their carpet, just next to their couch and their lamp. And like, you're in their home. You're a real human. I feel like it's such a human experience for the audience and you as a performer. The opportunities there are very different. And there's pros and cons to both. Just feel like you're more approachable at a house concert. And those people who say, wow, that was such a great show, I'd love to have them play in my home, are more likely to come to you and say that.
Yeah.
Because you're just right there.
Right. Well, I hadn't been to one, and I thought that was quite fun.
You hosted great. You did great.
I don't think I even had food for them. You're supposed to give them food, probably.
No.
It was wonderful. That show is such a special memory for me.
Well, that makes me think. I was wondering, what have you learned about yourself in writing and singing?
Oh, what have I learned about myself? Gosh, haven't been asked that before. What have I learned about myself? What have I learned about myself through writing? Right. And singing, like, here, I guess. Okay. So like performing, right. I guess there's I could break it down. Like, I've learned, you know, when we talk about like the type of show that I want to perform, I've learned that I'm very personable, and I don't want, kind of like what Kate's saying, to feel like I'm on that like higher level. Mm-hmm. And I want to just, cause I'm not, you know, I'm singing songs, and we're all connecting, and we couldn't do it without each other, you know? I mean, otherwise I'm just playing in a room to myself. And so it's like, we're all making that like moment happen. And so I think I like learned when I can be more personable, and I'm someone that wants to actually have everyone leave, whether they even like the music or not, leave feeling good.
Yeah.
You know? And I think like that's probably the ultimate goal for me with music. And so I think I learned that about myself more in these past couple years, you know. I mean, I knew I always loved community and I loved doing that, but I was like, what is it that I'm like feeling in these? And I'm like, when I've had people come, they're like, yeah, you know, it's not my thing, but man, I'm gonna come to another show. And I'm like, cool. Like, you know, like, they might, I had a guy who was strictly like into metal, and he like he actually had me come play his house.
Wow.
Like do a house concert. He was just like, wow. Because and to me that's like,
yeah,
that makes me feel like I'm doing my job and my service for the world. Like, I don't know. That sounds so ridiculous. No,
it transcends transcends genre, and that you people do want to feel good, and boy, do we need that these days. Just music is just so important. And you also want to know people, and you want them to know you. And what a gift. I don't always see that in musicians. So what a gift.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
Anything cool you've learned, Kate, by singing with Adam and singing?
I really enjoyed being able to support the songs without actually necessarily trying to change them or shape them. I feel like that's something that was when I first like joined the songwriting world, I grew up like always with my hands in everything and wanting to like change it and be a part of it and shaping it from the beginning. And when you step into a project that's already there and it's already around you, it's a different feeling. And I think that it's really cool to do that, because you're actually, you get to be like a cushion for the sound that you're supporting, and you get to add instead of shape and control. And I think stepping back from control is something that is sometimes difficult for me, you know, in music. And so I'm like really happy to have gotten the chance to practice that and learn that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that it's been really, really enjoyable to be able to do that. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Letting someone shine and being the background. Wow, that's something I can learn. I just want to tell our listeners how they can find you. Is adammonaco.com the best way, or are you on Spotify?
Adammonaco.com. I mean, that'll at least take you to the spots where you can go to Spotify, or you could just look up Adam Monaco on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Starting to build the YouTube channel a little bit, and because we have more things. We're about to go in and record another song in the next month, and then hopefully start the record shortly after. And the goal is to be done by the end of the year with a bigger project, like a full album or at least an EP or something, you know.
Yeah.
So I think just any way that you listen, just go to that place. We should be on that platform.
Well, yeah. I'm so glad, and we'll play one of your songs when we close this so that anyone can listen to you and get a feel of Adam Monaco and Kate Monaco. What a joy to have you together.
Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully Nevermind was just released like a few weeks ago, so I would love for you to share that. That'd be great.
I sure will.
Covered bridges in the night, bring me to the other side. Other worlds and other times, never mind, never mind. Gathered in our holy spaces, different minds and finding graces, lineage from different places, never mind, never mind. sit alone and bide my time, turning pages line by line. Cup of tea instead of wine. Never mind, never mind.
Here it is. Ain't no use in sitting wonder why, babe. Figure you don't know by now. Ain't no use in sitting wonder why, babe. It'll never do anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Well, ain't no use in turning on your light, like you've ever done before. Ain't no use in turning on your lights, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Well, I wish there was something you would do or say to help me maybe change my mind instead. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you've ever done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear anymore. Well, I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, a-walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. Well, I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fairly well. Well, I'm not saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright. not saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice, it's all right. It's beyond the physical. We're all headed somewhere.
your story in shadows of fame. Meanwhile, out there is a hollow chant. Heaven, is your heaven in there? You lost count of your scars to a reckless glory. Are you dead in your arms? Is anybody mourning? You'll do anything to get there. You'll tuck in your shirt. You'll be happy for no one while you constantly flirt. Meanwhile, out there is a hollow chant. Heaven, is your heaven in there?
So thank you all for tuning in to Hey Hey, anybody listening?